WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly today and later met with Ukraine's president, where he indicated he now doesn't expect Russia's war to end soon. And he believes Ukraine may now take back all of its territory. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
President Trump with Zelensky talking about how to get an end to this war, especially after President Trump had that meeting with President Putin back in August that really has not come to fruition as far as ending the war.
President Trump was to meet with Democratic leaders today about how to avoid a government shutdown, but he canceled. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
They refused to even sit down and have a conversation.
Health experts weighed in today on President Trump linking the active ingredient in Tylenol to autism. Author Eric Garcia, who was also autistic.
Just the absolute inundation of just complete misinformation.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished lower. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying to bring back the division of the 988 crisis line that was specifically meant for LGBTQ people, after the Trump administration shut it down in July. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
A spokesperson in the Trump administration said they'll no longer, quote, silo LGB plus youth services, end quote, leaving out the T for trans folks. But young queer people face disproportionately high rates of mental illness and suicide. According to the Trevor Project, 39% of queer young people considered suicide in the last year, and those numbers are higher for trans and non-binary people. 46% of them seriously considered ending their lives. Baldwin led the charge to get the specialized LGBTQ line.
We wanted to make sure that there were specialized services available so that somebody calling in crisis, somebody considering suicide, would be having their calls answered by somebody who understands their journey and can listen and help without judgment.
Of course, anybody can call the regular 988 line, but the specialized line had people prepared to deal with the specific stigma and struggles of being in the LGBTQ community. While the Trump administration said they would no longer separate services for queer people, there is another separate line specifically for veterans. They often face higher rates of mental illness, too. Now, Baldwin has introduced a new bill that would codify the specialized line.
I'm fighting to both restore the funding, but also make sure that we put it into law so that this president or future presidents can't take it away.
Before it was shut down, the Press 3 line got 70,000 calls each month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
The Brewers lose on the late show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking afternoon with partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing late with a low near 53. On your Wednesday, after some early morning patchy fog, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Currently, it's 73.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, there is a government shutdown on the horizon. Haven't talked about it much, but we will next time with Pat Kreitlow on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. This is how you Tuesday. You listen to the radio. We've got great guests tonight. A great question. Almost too much show for 2 hours. An incredible contest I'm going to tell you about if you don't already know about it. And some fun little tidbits of information from the world of entertainment that I'm going to share with you as well. Hope you had a great day, folks, wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin. Thank you for being here. It's great when you guys participate in the show, too. In fact, I sort of need to apologize. We had a lot going on last night. We had a great guest in studio in Eric Jelen and another great guest in Jim Healy, and we talked movies, and we just fell behind and didn't read all the text. So we will get to some of those, the ones we missed last night tonight. We also have the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, our multi-state contest that we are in the throes of that goes till October 3rd. And coming up in hour number two, I will give you a keyword that you can text in and make yourself eligible to win $200 cash or gold and gold jewelry, I should say, and two club level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon kickoff, and it will give you a gas card to get there as well. So Conrad, that doesn't do much for you.
No.
That's, what is that, like $6?
Yeah, gas. Yeah, you know, honestly, I just Uber, so.
You can't win anyway, but they're great seats, club level, and it's the green and gold squaring off against the purple and gold. It's a great contest. In the 7 o'clock hour, folks, I will give you the keyword. You got to play. It's our Civic Media Go for the Gold, Green and Gold Text to Win contest, our multi-state contest, and that is one heck of a grand prize. And when you text in that word on the app, that's the only stipulation. You have to have the app and text in the keyword over the app. You are eligible for the daily prize of $200 cash and gold jewelry and the grand prize. That's all you have to do. Text one word. I'll give you that word in the 7 o'clock hour. I have to tell you guys this too. Once you text in the keyword, we'll send you a link, a confirmation link. You can earn extra contest entries following the link in the text response and subscribing to our newsletter. Or any of our other things listed, follow us on Facebook, subscribe to our podcast, or sign up for Civic Media Today. They all give you extra chances to win. So I have to tell you guys that as well. Let's get some more business out of the way here, Con. We've got a new signal in Milwaukee, 100.3. Is that, that's AUK, it's still AUK though, right?
Yeah.
It's our downtown Milwaukee FM signal, and it rocks. It is fantastic. So if you're listening there, welcome, welcome. And if you're not, check it out because it is a great signal, and it's brand new here at Civic Media.
Yep.
So it's all
go
good
Panthers.
Stuff. Go Wait, is it? But it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with UW Milwaukee.
No, it's just, you know,
you're just so sports focused. You can't get a.
It's,
How can I equate this to sports is what Conrad is.
No, it's not even really. It's just I went to school there. So I always, you know, anytime I can bring it up.
You were and always will be a Panther.
Yes, that's correct. Cool.
That is awesome. So, all right, fun show tonight. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here in studio at 6:35. She will be here sitting in this chair, if you're watching on the stream, the chair I'm pointing to right now. That is the chair we are going to give her a quiz in. Has Kristen taken a quiz? I don't know if she's ever taken one.
I think once before.
What did we quiz her on?
That's, you know, it's one of Nightlight's many quizzes.
Obstetrician terms?
The forms of lube?
Oh, my God. I'm going to ask her about that, too. I'm sure she was at a lube conference recently, but she will be here, and it's always fun to talk to Kristen. She'll take our female rocker quiz, and then, folks, for a Tuesday night, what other radio show is going to give you two quizzes in the same show? I'm going to take I'm going to take a quiz given to me by our second guest at 7:35, Logan Rogge. I almost said Dr. Logan Rogge.
That sounds pretty cool.
He is a doctor of travel. He is the senior communications specialist at Travel Wisconsin. And I think the last quiz I took from Logan, I got like a 1 out of 5. It's called Fester Fiction. It's a fun quiz.
They're pretty hard. It's a hard quiz.
It's kind of hard.
He brings it.
He does bring it. He challenges me, and I don't really know what's going on anyway, so I'm sort of behind the eight ball, but he's going to really, I'm fully expecting him to stick it to me. So Logan will be here at 7:35. We'll tell you what's happening in and around the state. This fall, some really cool festivals in Wisconsin. Did you see this video? It was on Twitter. It has to be AI. Of Belichick's girlfriend jumping into him's arms on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's definitely AI.
That was so funny.
You know, one of the funniest things I saw, though, from this past weekend, she was on the sideline, and it just said, can I have some money for concessions, please?
She's like his manager or something now, right?
It's so good. Yeah,
I sense like a Brian Wilson thing going on where she's like his handler and just... I don't know, a project of hers or something.
Well, I think she needs to put all the focus on the football because he's not doing that well coaching right now.
Has he won yet?
He won once.
Okay. But that's like a pre-conference game or something probably. Right?
Well, the first game they got, I don't know, it was like 40-something to 7.
Yeah. Lots to get to today. I have to tell you guys too, we got overnight texts from two of our listeners who are very loyal listeners and I love when they text us. But they texted in the keyword because they heard us talking about the contest on the rebroadcast. And unfortunately, if you're listening from 4 to 6 a.m. during the rebroadcast of Nightlight, you're not eligible when you text in a keyword at those hours. So if you can, try to text in between 7 and 8 tonight. That's when all the texts will come in and we'll give the keyword. And that is how you become eligible for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. So... now that we got that out of the way, this is kind of a weird thing. It is restless leg syndrome day. And I didn't know this, but you suffer from restless leg syndrome. And, you know, it can be, now it hasn't really flared up when you've been in the studio, but I understand you're going through a bout of it right now where it's hard to control your leg and you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. So, Con? Oh, man. What do you do for just some Bengay or acetaminophen? What do you do for that?
You just let it take its course, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of stretching.
Okay. What broke over there just now? Everything okay?
A couple speakers, some of the, you know, Packer glasses I have back here.
Some of the older equipment, I hope. They just redid the studio, not knowing Conrad has restless leg syndrome. So we'll be dealing with, oh my God.
Sorry.
This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here? Can we put some pillows down there? I mean, I'm concerned about you too, throughout the show, it just seems like.
Get some staples and we'll staple my shoe to the ground.
When the hell would you staple your shoe to the ground? Oh, that's funny. It is also, folks, the birthday of a gentleman who, as far as I know, does not have restless leg syndrome. Mr. Bruce Spring. Oh my, this is just. And you shouldn't keep your collection of jelly back there in the jars. I don't know why you keep that under your desk.
Well, you never know when you need jelly.
That's true. It is Bruce Springsteen's birthday, folks. The boss turns 76. We will be celebrating throughout the show with bumper music galore from my true hero, Bruce Springsteen. This is like I wouldn't say it's a national holiday for me, but I'm glad he was born and he's brought a lot of joy to my life. And, you know, not to spend too much time on sports, but this was funny. Travis Kelce and Andy Reid had a big
flare-up.
Supposedly said, oh, wait a minute, I wrote it down here. He said, tell me why I shouldn't kick you off. That was what a lip reader supposedly said that Andy Reid said to Travis Kelce. Are you, you got to be joking. Conrad, do you need a bandage or something?
Huge like, flare-up.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. That's got to be it's got to be tough. Oh, I hope you get some sleep tonight. No, that could be
I don't know.
It can be a real bear. Dr. Kristen Lyerly just texted me saying she's coming in hot.
Okay.
That can mean a few different things. Is she saying she's hot? Is she saying she's cutting it close? Or is she saying she's about to get a ticket? Now, her boyfriend is a police officer.
Oh.
And he's a stickler for the rule. What if he's the one giving her the ticket?
I think that would just be a warning.
So much respect
might
for
just
him.
Be a warning.
Right. Yeah, we'll see. But that's serious. Like Travis Kelce. A staple on all those Super Bowl teams, getting yelled at by the coach.
You know, and, you know, you're talking about that AI video you saw of, you know, but I saw a video of AI, Travis Kelce punching Andy Reid in the face and knocking him out. And also, you know, Derrick Henry fumbled last night again.
Brutal. Yeah.
And
three games in a row, right?
I saw another video of Lamar Jackson punching Henry in the face.
You got, you know,
AI is getting out of hand.
It is getting out of hand because people are going to see that and go, did you see that Derrick Henry got punched?
First of all,
no one would punch Derrick Henry in the face. He would definitely kill
not.
Him.
Yeah.
Maybe Lamar Jackson. Oh, come on. Jeez. You know, it's a good thing Dr. Lyerly's coming in.
She can check out your leg.
And is it both legs or are you just.
It's just it's kind of my feet.
Is it your kicking? Okay. Hey, with that in mind, folks, I think it's time we get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right. All right. Joan Jett turns 68 this week. It got me thinking. I don't know. I think we've had a similar question to this, but not one that is so spot on. Who is the best female rocker of all time? Who is the best female rocker of all time? That's our question of the night, folks. Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app, which you should have anyway if you want to play our green and gold contest. Go for the green and gold contest. And you can drop us a comment over text, or if you're watching on the stream on X, Facebook, or YouTube, drop us a stream comment and let us know who the best female rocker of all time is. If you're on any of these platforms, folks, we would sure love it if you gave us a like or a follow. Those are always fun to get to if you're there anyway. But that is our question of the night. So let us know who you think is the best female rocker, and we will read your text on the radio. And there's one I'm going to quiz Dr. Lyerly on this when she gets here. And she says she's confident. She thinks she's going to crush it. So, I mean, I'm sure she's a good student. She's a doctor. But we'll ask her. But I just realized I left a very important one off the quiz. So I'll probably have to ask at some point. But that's our question of the night. Let us know. We have, what was our question last night? Do you remember?
Well, you know, is it embarrassing?
The diary one.
Is it embarrassing to write in a diary? I mean,
no, it's not. What if you wrote something in your diary, what is it that you would not want people to read? Like, what do you find would be too embarrassing? And your dad, all right, I read that one. I read Jack from Merrimack. John Murray's I read last night. Bridget's I didn't get to. Private conversations that I would never really say to anyone. Now I can just picture Bridget writing something to her diary. She's,
Pete stinks.
Pete. Why would Bridget be writing about me? Pete stinks. Conrad has this syndrome called restless leg syndrome that we can't seem that we Oh, that one was a little. Sounds like you're losing some bang for your buck over there. All right, we're coming right back. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Coming to you live from downtown Green Bay, broadcasting live statewide. That is the boss. He is 76 years old today. So I saw him 2 years ago at Wrigley Field, did a 3 hour and 2 minute concert at 74 years old.
I could do that.
Yeah. You just need some songs. You can stand up there for 3 hours.
I'll just steal his songs and.
Yeah.
I could sing.
Can you?
No. But the auto-tune will help, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And you could, you have other talents, too, that you could, you know, bestow upon people. And, are you okay? I'm getting a little worried here. And I'm really glad we have a, there will be a doctor in the house.
All right, this is the big idea. I'll just go up on stage and let it flare up and just break stuff.
Legs gonna start spasming, and you think people are gonna pay to sell out Wrigley Field with your restless legs? And
all those glasses of jelly falling.
Oh, that's terrible. That's a lot of wasted jelly. So it is restless leg day. If you have this thing, I think my wife had it years ago, and it happens when you sleep. If I'm not, we'll ask Dr. Kristen Lyer about that when she gets here.
I'm sleeping.
you're mailing it in. That's for sure. Our question of the night, folks, is who is the best female rocker of all time? And this is in honor of Joan Jett's birthday. She turns, the rocker turns 68. And I'm going to say my favorite female rocker. She's not my favorite, but she's the one I left off the list of the quiz for Kristen. Lita Ford. And to me, I think she's kind of a one-hit wonder. When I was a summer DJ, like in 1989 or 90, I would play this song by Lita Ford. What the heck is the name of that song? I have to look it up now because I'm totally forgetting. Oh, she is 67 years old. Close my eyes. No, that's not it. Close my eyes. Kiss Me Deadly. That is her song. And here are the lyrics in this song. And this like made me blush. I was like 20 years old or whatever. Okay. I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight.
Oh.
I didn't even know girls like that. I'm like, she's so gritty and like singing about this stuff. And she had this crazy, like, not muscle rock, but like hairband type. So I'll say Lita Ford, because those lyrics really did knock my socks off back in whatever it was, 1989. And I left her off the quiz. So kind of a one-hit wonder and not my favorite female rocker, but I will give her props for that because those lyrics, whether she wrote them or not, I don't know. But she is 67 years old now. All these rockers are getting older. So let us know what you're... Do you have a favorite, Con?
You know, I just looked at the stream comments and I thought this was hilarious. I'm just going to agree with him.
Tell me.
David Kunitz said Taylor Swift, my Tay-Tay. I saw on Willow Island when she was a nobody, Teardrops on My Guitar.
Is that a song?
I don't know.
That's a great name for a song. If it's not, it should be. Dave, you should write that. You know, I'm guessing it's a Taylor Swift song.
Definitely a rocker. Right? Not a country singer at all. Definitely a rocker.
No, she's a rocker. And, you know, country singers can be... maybe not rockers, but you could put a country singer on there if you want.
All right. I will say Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but she's not a country singer. But she could do it all, though.
Yeah, I mean.
She's not just your Tay-Tay, Dave. I'm the one who dated her. She's one of my exes. And we've talked about this ad nauseum on the show. And when I say ad nauseum, I mean ad nauseum.
So you're not going to say your ex is your favorite?
No. It's funny. I don't think of her. I guess I left her off the quiz, too, because I don't think of her as a rocker, even though she is. She's like a pop star, you know? I think of like Gwen Stefani as a rocker or like, you know. Anyway, that's a great text.
You know,
thanks.
I will actually say, though, I think Joan Jett, probably because of the most, those are the most songs I've probably heard.
Yeah.
And I really like that song.
I Love Rock and Roll.
Reputation.
Oh. How does that, I forgot about that one. What is that?
It's, listen to it during the break. I'm not going to.
You're not going to sing it for me over your restless leg syndrome? Daniel Berry, Sports Highlights, also says hello on the stream. Happy Tuesday. Hey, everyone. Hey, Daniel. Great to have you with us tonight. A few texts here from last night, if we can get through these. Sydney from Oregon says, after 34 years of living, I don't know if my sister's birthday is March 20th or 21st. A confession only from my diary until now. Well, that's not so bad. I'm sure you're still a good brother, Sydney. Sydney was in the 708, by the way, texting all the way from Chicago, the Chicagoland area. Duffy from Mount Horeb, that's the 608, says, thanks for what you do, Pete and Conrad. One of the best shows on civic media. Well, thank you, Duffy. That's very nice to hear. Duffy says, I have to ask if you have seen the documentary Listeners or Listers on YouTube. Absolutely fantastic. All right, I'm writing that down, Duffy. I love when we get suggestions from listeners. That's fantastic. And thank you for the compliments, Duffy. Great to have you on board, and thank you for listening. Chris in the 773 says, you ask for honesty, didn't mean any disrespect. You usually have really great questions. This one I'm trying to relate to. Also very in touch with my feminine side. Keep up the great work. Chris, remember we thought Chris was... a female, but Chris is not a female.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris spells his name like a girl I know who spells it the same way. That's what messed me up.
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of ways to spell Chris, but thank you, Chris. And I meant no disrespect either if I said something. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, woke up, got out of bed, dragged the comb across my head, found my way downstairs and had a cup and looking up, noticed I was late, grabbed my coat and grabbed... What is that from?
I
don't know if Tyler's listening because this is from last night. But Tyler, give us some clarification. Tyler in the 608, our pal, let us know. I think we're caught up on text from last night. We got a lot to get to. And we do it. We can take the caller, if you can, hold on through the news and we'll take the call after the break. I think Dr. Lyerly she said she's coming in hot. So she could be giving birth right now. That's what you're dealing with when you book a doctor on the show. And Conrad's restless leg syndrome, by the way, is, you know, needing to be dealt with. He's got serious issues on the other side of the glass. All right, we're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman filling in for Melissa Kay. Several Wisconsin County sheriffs are being sued by the ACLU of Wisconsin for cooperating with ICE. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. According to a statement, the group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And a UW-Madison professor testified to Congress about nuclear fusion last week. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The House Science Committee's Energy Subcommittee held a hearing last week about the future of fusion, and one of four witnesses was Stephanie Deem, who's conducting experiments at UW-Madison to make fusion power easier and less expensive.
Fusion is a dense, virtually limitless source of power derived from hydrogen that could radically transform humanity. Fusion, the process that powers the sun, occurs when light elements are forced together and combined under extreme conditions, releasing vast amounts of energy. On Earth, we use magnetic bottles or powerful lasers to create these fusion conditions. Fusion gives us hope.
Lawmakers on the subcommittee say it could be the future of energy in America. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Shali Pittman for WIRI and WFHR News. For news anytime, visit WFHR.com and WIRI.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. With all the negativity and polarization in the news lately, it appears that TV viewers just want to watch people dance. Dancing with the Stars premiered last Tuesday night and pulled big numbers with almost 6 million viewers. That's a big improvement over last season. There was also a big uptick in the votes cast by viewers, with 21 million total for an increase of 163%. The real reason for the rise in viewership, according to critics, is star power. If you're still watching Disney, check it out on Tuesday nights. Speaking of Disney, if you're upset about Jimmy Kimmel Live being suspended by Disney and ABC, check out Last Week Tonight on HBO. It is an absolutely brilliant show, both funny and informative. Fresh off his Emmy win for Outstanding Scripted Variety Series and Outstanding Writing for a Variety Series, John Oliver went after Nexstar and Sinclair for cozying up to the FCC. During the episode, Oliver, self-deprecating as always, said he fully expects to be deported back to the UK. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good looking afternoon with partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing late with a low near 53. On your Wednesday, after some early morning patchy fog, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 71.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
We have our weekly homeroom segment on Wednesday mornings at 7:35. Tomorrow, our guest is the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Jill Underley.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
A Tuesday night edition. We are having a swell time here. We have coming up in the second hour, I'm going to give you information on Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, our multi-state text to win contest with outstanding prizes. All you have to do is text in the keyword. That's coming up in hour number two. Dr. Kristen Lierley is running a little bit behind, so we will expect her hopefully soon, but I hope she takes her time. She said she's on crutches. Did she? You think she has restless leg syndrome? That's so bad. All right, we have a caller, Conrad.
Yes.
Let's not forget about our caller.
Yeah, it's Ollie from the North Woods.
Ollie, how are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm not very savvy, or maybe not politically correct in my answer tonight.
That's okay.
I would say Tina Turner.
Oh yes. Do you have a favorite Tina Turner song?
Well, two favorites. The first one by far is "Proud Mary."
Awesome.
And then also I liked "What Love Got to Do with It."
Great song. I love "Tiny Dancer." What is it? "Private Dancer." "What's Love Got to Do with It?" And I don't know if you know, remember she had a song called "Simply the Best" that they always played at like sporting events and stuff. Yeah, she is outstanding.
Yep.
So
well,
that's,
I hope she's a rocker in your eyes.
She's absolutely a rocker. You can't sing "Proud Mary" and not rock. That's what I say to you.
All righty.
All right. You have a great night. Thank you for the call.
Okay. You better take care of those legs. Sounds like you won't have much of the studio left.
Conrad's just a bloody mess over there. Thank God we have a doctor who has just arrived. All right. Thank you very much, Ollie. Have a wonderful night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Ollie from the North Woods. And we finally...
Don't say finally.
I can finally call this a radio show. No, I didn't mean finally because I didn't want you to rush. What is going on? You're on crutches?
I got my knee replaced like 4 weeks ago. Not even. And there's zero handicap parking around here. Having a condition like this really makes you appreciate what people who live with a disability go through every single day of their life.
Right.
Yes.
Do you want to know what when I was a kid in Chicago, they were changing the sidewalks to make them handicap accessible.
Curb cuts. Uh-huh.
And my friend Scott, I won't say his last name, I think he went on to be a doctor. He said, "Do you believe that? I bet we got like one cripple on the whole block."
But that's how people used to
think.
That's
enough.
But
I know.
Well, it doesn't. It's not even that. Once they did the curb cuts,
yeah.
Guess who else started using it? People pushing strollers
kids
on bikes and skates. It just became like it was easier for everybody.
There are just some people you just can't make happy. It's like they always have to find something to complain about.
You're right. That's not us.
No, not us. That was a 10-year-old kid sounding like he was 60 years old. Hey, I am glad you made it. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here, folks. You can hear her here on the Civic Media Network, or more specifically on WGBW and WISS for the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You have some amazing guests.
This weekend, we have a really cool show.
I was kind of looking for a shout out there, but that's okay. Yeah. Tell me who's on this week.
Oh, yeah. Pete, you were my guest. That was a super fun show.
That was a lot of fun. But you have, I mean, I was like, you have guests of all from all different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
You have handsome radio hosts. You have, tell us who is coming up tomorrow.
So it's sad. Remember the school shooting in Minneapolis? There are so many.
I can't even, exactly.
Right. Well, this one didn't get a ton of press, but it was a Catholic school. It was August 27th. a family whose son goes to that school, and he's fine. He's okay.
Okay.
But they're going to tell their story.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we're going to talk about what can we do? You know, as citizens, we hear about this all the time, and we've just kind of written it off. And if you're on
we're
the
like,
right.
We're like, oh, that's terrible. And then we move on.
Right. We feel awful. Bad. And then we, you know, we point fingers on the right. They say mental health issues on the left. They say gun issues. Nobody's solving this problem.
Right.
So it's different when you've been through it.
Right.
So we're going to hear their side.
I am trying not to go, and I don't even think it's political, but when a major celebrity was a talking head on the right mm-hmm. was recently killed, all the stuff for him, and that was horrific, what we saw.
It was horrific.
I mean,
it,
everybody yes. was like, no one, that was awful and traumatizing.
Yeah.
But these kids, like, get none of the pomp and circumstance that they suffer. What you saw in that video, that's happening to kids when they get shot. And we don't hear about that, and we don't really honor it. Even, you know, it's just terrible. So I applaud you. I think that sounds like a phenomenal show. And now I feel silly that I made jokes about myself.
Look, but that's the cool thing about my show. When they first offered this amazing opportunity, they insisted that I call it just, like, my name.
Yeah.
Because then I could do anything I wanted with it. Because I was thinking, you know, what do you want to talk about? Healthcare or politics or healthcare and politics? Or, you know, like, those are the things that I kind of do all the time. But this way I can talk to anybody about anything and really just help them tell their stories. And I love people. That's the thing I love about being a doctor. I love people, and I love helping people be the best that they can be. And this is just a different facet of that.
It's incredible. And you can almost justify any guest and tie them to, like, even your guest this weekend, tie them somehow to the medical field or health, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this knee. I'm concerned. What happened? How did you run so hard for office you needed your knee replaced, or what happened there?
I had a bad skiing accident a couple of years ago.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, and then, like, surgery after surgery. This is the fifth surgery when we finally said, start over. I know.
That is terrible. Does it hurt right now, or are you doing the rehab?
Both of those things.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm doing incredibly well, though, because I went into it pretty healthy. So luckily I can bend it. A big problem after a knee replacement is, can you bend it?
Yeah.
So that has not been a problem for me. Although that's probably what got me into the situation in the first place, because I'm a little too bendy.
You're a little too bendy?
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask you, do you have... Oh, man.
Conrad dancing again?
Dealing with his own medical issue over there. He's got restless leg syndrome, and he keeps kicking all the jars of jelly under his desk. I don't know why he's keeping them there.
Mm-hmm. I was listening on my way in.
I'm sorry.
Have we listened to... I missed the beginning because I was out searching for parking.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Reputation by Joan Jett?
No, we have not. Do you have? You should pull that for bumper.
I will.
In your quiz, I'm not going to tell you what question, but I do have a Joan Jett question. So.
I was singing in the car.
We really?
Oh, yeah. Like, you brought up Joan Jett, and I was singing Reputation. Lita Ford, I knew it before you did. You know, they used to be in a band together.
What do you mean you knew it before I did? What does that mean?
You were like, oh, what was her song? I'm not sure.
Oh, Kiss Me Deadly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't think of the song, but those lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a 20-year-old guy and you hear this song about a woman saying, oh, I didn't get laid, but I did get in a fight, it's like... That's like out of that Amy Schumer movie where David Tell says, that's the kind of girl you bring a knife to a knife fight. Like, she just sounded so ballsy, and like, just, it was, I'd never heard a song like that from a woman.
Yeah. It's just a song.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I mean,
you know what?
That wasn't my experience either, but.
No, but we sing kind of sing. We sing about
what we
know.
Could we sing right now?
We could. What do you want to do something?
We could do Day in the Life by the Beatles. I heard a request for that earlier. I woke up, got out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Oh, that's what that was?
Yep. See, I was listening.
That was from last night. That was one of our texts from last night. And I, for the life of me, sometimes I look at words, even if they're from famous songs, and I just can't do it. You know, I can't figure out what it's from. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here, folks. She is here in one piece. She was on crutches, but she found parking, made her way into the studio, and she joins us here on Nightlight, as she so often does. Check out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show this weekend and every weekend here on the Civic Media Radio Network and WGBW. So what's been going on with you in your day job? Any lube conventions that you've been to, or... claim that there's some medical stuff going on there. What is happening?
We did have a big meeting last weekend in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. Okay, so what was that all about?
That was a blast. That was a regional meeting for the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. This is the biggest U.S. organization of OBGYN docs, so it's over 60,000 doctors.
What?
Yeah.
There are that many OBGYNs in America, or is it worldwide?
It's worldwide. Most of them are in this organization are, you know, in the U.S., but, like, I took over as district chair. There are 12 district chairs.
Really?
Yeah, so I now have the Upper Midwest and Manitoba and Saskatchewan and Peru. So I've got like all of these diverse voices, and it is so interesting just hearing delivery of care and patient experience all across, like in South America and Canada and the U.S.
You truly love what you do. You're very good at it. Your bedside manner is, I'm sure there are some people that actually want to be sick so they get to hang out with you or have babies, I guess. But what made you want to do a radio show? Like, even a two-hour show on the weekend, there's production that's involved in that. It's a lot of work. So what made you want to do that?
Yeah, and we're taking on more of that, too, because we're doing a lot of remotely because so many of our guests are remote.
Yeah.
So it's even more of a burden on me and my oldest son, Abe, who is helping out in a big way. He's a public school teacher, so he's a grown-up.
But you have your oldest son is a public school teacher?
Yeah.
Would you have guessed she had a son? Conrad, that's your age.
Well, I've met Abe. Yeah, so yeah.
Okay, it'd be nice if you guys kept me in the loop on some stuff here. Apparently, there's a lot of socializing going on when I'm not around, but that's fine.
You met one of my boys.
I did.
He sat Lindsay, in the corner. Yeah. He goes to school with your daughter.
He's in Stevens Point. That's right. And he is in the same program, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
That's so great. I wonder if they've met. We were there last weekend. I meant to ask her, because there's another, I think, Kim... Chefchick. I don't know if you know Kim.
I know Dr. Kim.
Okay.
She's got a lot of fans. Kim was my PA when I worked at Bellin.
Oh.
So we worked as a team together. So I know Kim very well.
Were you a good boss? Okay. Would she say the same thing about you?
She was the boss.
She was the PA and she was the boss?
You know Kim. She was definitely the person in charge.
She frightened.
I know, but so much.
She has an angelic voice. When she comes in here with the doctor or with the Piat family and they sing, it is incredible.
Well, so the Piat boys are at Stevens Point too.
I think I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But she has someone that's an enemy. Anyway, I got to get this straight because, our kids are going to cross paths.
Uh-huh.
We could be in-laws one day, Dr. Lyerly.
I don't think you want that. You've met Lindsay. No?
Oh, he's a good kid.
He's a wonderful kid.
So why don't I want to meet him? Or why don't I want... He's not dating material for young women.
He really hasn't been. I don't know. I love him.
Well, you're the role model. You got to give him some pointers, right?
We're so similar, too. It's funny. Yeah.
All right.
He's a little bit of a late bloomer, but he's a delightful child.
Better. That's a good, because I think late bloom. I wish I was a late bloomer. I went through puberty in second grade.
You did.
It was brutal. Yeah.
No wonder you're so traumatized by that Lita Ford song.
Oh, listen, you don't even know the half of it. No, but when you're a late bloomer, you get to enjoy childhood more.
Mm.
You know, let's be honest, I did some work in a middle school for a few years when my daughter was there, and some of these eighth graders, they're already sexually active, and there's other eighth graders still playing army guys in their back. Like, it's such a swing, and I'm like, those are the kids, I never wanted my kids to grow up that fast. I'm like, take your time. Get the rest of your life to be an adult.
Yeah. But you just are who you are. You know, it's not like they make a choice. They just are being themselves, especially at that age.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're so smart. Conrad, are you happy Dr. Lyerly is here?
Of course.
Can you look at Conrad's restless leg during the break?
Happily.
Okay.
There's a lot of jelly back here.
Not the kind you're used to at your conventions.
Ooh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. We have a quiz for her about female rockers. And when we come back, I'm going to ask her her favorite Bruce Springsteen song. You won't want to miss that. It is Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation. Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR. We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I am Peach Wabba. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite female rocker? And I kind of thought this was going to be a popular question. Jim from Appleton says, Lita Ford sang Close My Eyes Forever with Ozzy Osbourne.
I remember that.
Do you? Were you a fan of Lita Ford?
Not really.
Not particularly?
I was more of a if we're talking about the Runaways, I was more of a Joan Jett kind of gal.
Okay.
Lita was a little harsh for me, too. But yeah, I sang her songs.
Yeah. She scared me when I was that age. From the 512, Matt from Middleton says, it's a toss-up for me between Annie Lennox of the Eurythmics or Stevie Nicks. Phenomenal, unique voices and talent.
Very true.
Could not agree more, Matt. Thank you. Let's do one more here before we're going to give you a quiz.
Yeah.
Female rocker quiz. You did sign off on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Christine from Slinger, she's in the 414, says Tina Turner and Cyndi Lauper. Just talking about Cyndi Lauper with Kristen here. Conrad is so funny with his crashes tonight. Keep it up. That's easy for you to say. It's a bloody mess.
Strawberry.
He's got strawberry jam.
I got strawberry, apricot. I got all the jellies.
You
got
to have the rhubarb.
Oh, yeah.
You like
gotta
rhubarb?
Love some rhubarb.
Love rhubarb.
Do you?
Rhubarb, to me, not only do I like how it tastes, but I like that it is... It means that summer is.
You know, it's weird. I'm not against rhubarb, but I remember it grew in the alley by our house, and I thought that was weird. Like, what? you know, like a cat peed on it the night before or something. I'm supposed to eat it. I guess. But if you know a cat peed on it, would you still eat it? Even if you washed it?
Probably not. You'd
probably chuck that piece, right?
Yeah. I mean, you'd have a hard time with like the psychological thing, but yeah. Like, you know, it gets rained on and then you wash it. And, like, you don't know what happens to your fruits and vegetables when they're bird poop and all
stuff. And I've always said that, like, I can use a public toilet unless I see the person who came out of there.
Really?
Then it's off limits. Like, nope, can't do it. Unless it's like a handsome man or woman. I'm like, all right. But if someone looks like the least bit non-hygienic, mm-hmm. is that a word?
Hygienic?
I know hygienic is, but I wouldn't, I'd probably wait.
What about a porta potty?
No, thanks. Those are horrible. I wouldn't, I mean, for women, I don't even know how you guys, because I have like, you know, I don't want to turn this into like a bathroom show, but I peed in a porta potty. But you couldn't pay me.
Big boy.
I'm pretty talented, Kristen. You should know that by now, especially when it comes to the bodily functions. But I wouldn't sit in one. And I think women just kind of sort of squat, right? They don't touch.
I'll just go ahead and share that I actually sit.
Do you?
Yeah, I do a lot of biking, like events and things where you'll stop, you know, you'll bike for 20 miles and stop and eat.
Right.
And pee and do all that, and it's mostly just porta potties then. Or I did Rag Bri. I rode my bike all the way across Iowa, and was all porta potties.
Yeah. So, like, to save time, do you do the old eat and pee? Do you sit down and have a sandwich?
That's terrible. You kind of said that all together.
Okay. You're a doctor. You should be earthy by nature.
I should tell you something.
Yeah.
It's the boss's birthday. I know.
I was just going to ask you what your favorite song was.
I was there too at Wrigley.
You were?
Yes. Two years ago. Yes. And you're right. He performed for over 3 hours. And did you notice this? The fans got tired. They were still going up on stage. And the fans were like, I can't take it. The fans started to sit down at like hour 2:15.
Right. Because you're right. It was so funny. It was like everybody's on their feet like they're 15 mm-hmm. going crazy. And then they took a break. And then they stand. Then he'd do Born to Run and people would stand up again. That was so cool. I have somebody shared a video with me of him walking from one of those Wrigley Field apartments.
Oh, yeah.
Through into Wrigley. Like, they obviously rented the apartment so he could be close. He is a national treasure. And I just love him. So,
right.
You have a favorite Bruce song?
Glory Days always makes me feel, you know, schmaltzy about high school.
Schmalzy.
That is actually my maiden name, so I'm owning it.
I think mine would have to be probably Thunder Road, because you can make it fast, you can make it more ballady, but it's what he's singing about in that, and because that song is kind of about glory days too. Like he sings about glory days a lot in other songs, but and then his Devils and Dust out. I like every song. He's a phenomenal song.
Fade Away.
Yeah. Wanna be just another away. Useless memory. I don't wanna fade away.
Okay.
Promo Conrad.
I don't think anyone wants to hear that.
Come on. Well, that'll bring a lot of ears to the network.
Fade away. Tell me what can I say?
Wow.
Oh, I love
Kim Marie Shevchik, if you're listening.
We've sung together.
Have you?
I have performed in Doctors in Recital because I sing in the exam room because I can't help myself. All of my patients, former patients out there. I don't know. Or I'll sing like when I'm walking down the hall because, you know, you get a song in your head and it just comes out of my mouth. So Kim was like, you should sing in Doctors in Recital. So there were a few years where I did.
When you're delivering a baby, do you take requests?
Sure. Whatever my patient wants.
Wow. Right.
Usually they have their own music. Can I tell a funny delivery story?
Yeah.
Recently this happened. The dad had a whole playlist. I mean, he had it all set up. They'd been making this playlist for a really long time. And when she was just about to have the baby, I said, baby's coming. It's going to be here any second. And he like was fumbling with his phone, and all of a sudden we heard, Savannah, na 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 na,
from The Lion King.
It was the greatest! Oh my gosh! Yes,
that is bizarre. I love that.
We got the whole thing on video. Yeah.
What would you?
Pretty cool.
You could do Justin Bieber, baby, baby, baby. Is that kind of too hack?
No, we can do whatever my patients want.
Well, I probably won't be in any more three rooms. But folks, our question of the night is, who is the best female rocker ever? Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here, and after intermission, we're going to come back for Act Two. We're going to give her our female rocker quiz, and I'm going to tell you all about the Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, and you will get the keyword very early in the hour. So stick around. Lots of fun here tonight at Nightlight. We might even do a picture window type dealio.
Oh.
All right, we'll talk. Peach Wobbin Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back inside, sat down, had a few drinks, but all we kept talking about was glory days. Well, it passed you by, glory days. And the word of a young girl.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Ryan Ruth is convicted on all five federal counts in the attempted assassination of then-candidate Trump at a Florida golf course last year. CBS's Chris John Benavides also reports.
After the verdict was read, and we understand after the jury left the courtroom, Ryan Ruth, the defendant here, attempted to harm himself.
President Trump, in a combative speech to the U.N. General Assembly, tells world leaders he has ended seven wars.
And sadly, in all cases, the United Nations did not even try to help in any of them.
He has also had side talks with Ukraine and leaders of Arab nations. People are lining up in L.A. for the Jimmy Kimmel live taping. It's the first one since he was pulled from the air last week, involving controversial comments regarding Charlie Kirk's death. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
I think it's fair to assume he will lean into the controversy. Just how far he will go, that remains the question.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.